And with us this morning is Craig Sumner, President of Professional Tools. Good morning, Craig. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
100 years. What makes a company, you know, still relevant 100 years after it first was created?
Yeah, we're incredibly proud. 100 years is an awesome milestone. You know, it starts with our people. We've got an incredibly passionate group of people here in Elyria and then around the world. We've got a passion for solving problems for our customers. And that's what we've always been focused on, and focused on innovation. And you do that right, and you get to last 100 years, which is awesome.
I guess the signature tool, at least around here, is the pipe wrench. Talk a little bit about that. Looking at this, and I always am fascinated. I mentioned before we went on, there's just like three parts to this. It seems like a very simple design, but yet here it is 100 years later, and everybody knows it and has used it for many different things, not only on pipes, but other things as well. But it's just a fantastic tool.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where it all got started back in 1923 for the unibody pipe wrench. It was a two-piece wrench before that, and people really struggled when you tried to move it laterally and it would break. And this invention 100 years later is largely changed from where it started. A little bit prettier today than it was, but it is still an amazing tool that's trusted by plumbers, contractors, oil field workers. Any big factories are using those wrenches still today.
When you make a tool that lasts so long, how do you make money? If you sell it to them once, they don't need to get another one. I mean, there's a little balance, I'm just asking.
Yeah, I tell a funny story. When I started here in marketing, I got a call from a customer, and in marketing, the customer said, you know, I'm so excited. My grandfather started in the plumbing trade, and he passed his tools down, his rigid wrenches, to my father. And now my father passed it to me. And I sat there and was beaming with pride. And then I hung up the phone and said, oh, my God, that's not great. We haven't sold these people a wrench in 60 years. So, our thing is quality. And when we bank on that, the more sales will come. They tell their friends, colleagues. So and that's
they
how it
become
all
the marketing department for you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Word of mouth is still how everybody wants to find out about tools. And, that's the reputation that we try to have.
The one we have here on the table is the red one. It's about a foot long, I imagine. But again, right before we went on the air, you mentioned that there are much larger ones. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we go up to a 60-inch wrench, which is a huge wrench and certainly used in very heavy industrial applications. You could find them in a plant in a tough situation or out in an oil field trying to make or break a connection. So, they get pretty heavy duty.
And I imagine more than one person uses that at a time. How heavy is that?
Absolutely. It's getting close to 100 pounds. So,
ooh.
Yeah, it's a big wrench.
Talk a little bit about Elyria. This is being the place that's here. We are today investing in Elyria. What kind of things have been done here over the time that you've been a part of?
Absolutely. We're really proud of our place here in Elyria. Again, we've been in this area for 100 years. We moved into this building in the late 40s. And we've invested incredibly to try to make ourselves an efficient manufacturer. We try to bring as much technology in here as we can. We've invested in the community as much as possible around education and around training, investing in the schools, whether it be anywhere from the elementary schools all the way up to LCCC, in doing that and trying to really take an active approach in continuing to build the workforce of the future. And we hope to have to be here for a very long time. And we're really proud of calling Elyria home and certainly our impact on the community as well.
What's the future of manufacturing? Where do you see that going? I mean, that's been part of what they look to you towards to see, and you kind of look outer into the around the world and where that's going.
Yeah, it's much like our tools. I mean, we started talking about the wrench, which again is a simple product, and we've moved all the way into technology where we're developing cameras that can see sewer lines underground and ways to join and connect pipes with a hydraulic tool that takes 4 seconds versus the way we used to connect them. And there's just a tremendous amount of technology. And we look at the same way when you talk about manufacturing. It's a global marketplace out there. There's competition everywhere. So our job has got to mean we've got to drive productivity and efficiency in the way that we manufacture. So it's investing in new technologies, automation, where it is. We need to reskill and upskill employees when they may change from assembly that can be done more automated to now how do you fix robots and work on those, or how do you become a CNC programmer or other things like that. So we're really excited about where manufacturing is going. It's going to be an incredibly exciting time ahead, and we continue to invest in this facility as well as many others across the U.S.
Wow, that's great. Well, we appreciate being here, and you as the company here being the host for us today on Manufacturing Day, and you'll get a chance to talk with some folks. And when you take them on a tour, you see what's your favorite spot about the tour when you go on that you think it's kind of neat to see or just sort of amazes you even as the president?
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. I mean, we've recently put in a bunch of new machines around the wrench manufacturing, so that is one where we really stepped up the technology, and so it's really fun for me to go out there and still see that done and having them made here in the USA and seeing the people working on creating that iconic product. So still my favorite spot in the plant.
Sounds